ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited return of Felk is finally here. Can I get some fanfare? Female Encounters of the Live Kind is back. Please don't hold any of the sponsors accountable for what may come out of their mouth.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com.
Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, guys.
Can we really quickly tell them
hey,
what? Okay, we're
Carrie?
Not.
Nice to see you on this lovely day. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great now that we're doing Female Encounters of the Live Kind. It's my Wednesday now.
I think you're great because you have a scheduled hangout session with
well,
me.
Well, and I'm really good at scheduling things.
I thought maybe it was just me.
Put stuff in my calendar and schedule, and I show up. If there's one thing that is going to be on my tombstone, it's going to be that she showed up. Also, she told you she was sick. Do you know what you're gonna put on yours?
I'm never gonna die.
Immortal. Okay.
Absolutely.
No,
well,
it's good to have goals.
I don't know. I probably wrote it down on a post-it somewhere and can't find what I'm. That's gonna be what's
you're
on
probably,
my tombstone. I'm like,
I'll probably find it when you're on your deathbed and it'll be fine.
Okay, can we talk about the deathbed thing?
Sure, you can talk
okay,
about whatever.
Okay, because this is about to get awkward.
Oh, my favorite.
Daddy, if you're listening now, would be a really good time to take a nap in your chair. So.
Lullaby and goodnight.
When I die, there's things that need to be hid, removed, and deleted.
Did you say hid or hid? No, I have.
Do you have your
friends,
person?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But have you already had that talk about it? Because here's the.
Mm-hmm. I have had the talk, okay. And there's a circle of people that know, or I know for them.
Right.
Like, it's morbid, but you know what? I hate to say this, but none of us are getting out of here alive, just so you know. No matter what you think
Downer.
About immortality. I'm sorry. Welcome to the podcast. We're here at Traeger's. We're going to live forever. But for now, we're at Traeger's. They open at 5, 4. What time do they open? 4.
I don't know.
4. I was right the second
4.
Time. That was my second
oh, shit.
Day.
But, I know.
Oh, well, don't do that.
Okay.
We're here. Nancy's mixing our drinks. I've taken a drink.
Oh, yes, our mixologist is here.
Good. Yeah, took a little bit of a hedge off after work. It's a Wednesday afternoon. What can you do? Happy hump day, everyone. Even though this comes out on Friday. You know, that's the best thing, because I thought all day it was Friday. Which was
really
the saddest thing to realize when you realize
like,
it's not.
Oh, hell. Well, I didn't even.
But anyway, the show will come out on Friday. And you know what else is this weekend? I'll talk while you look for something.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead. It is what for Masada?
Music for Masada.
Music for Masada on the 6th at 6 p.m.
Okay,
at Lions Wilderness Park, and it
what does
is,
that mean?
Well, our producer David.
I'll be glad. Turn my mic up a little bit. I'll be glad
okay.
To explain it.
Go ahead.
Because it is near and dear to my heart.
Please
for
do.
Sure. Music for Masada. Masada House is a transitional living area for young ladies who have, well, any woman that whose face is recovering from some kind of addiction, whether it be alcohol or drug or whatever. So it's designed for them. It's a transitional living area for them to get back into regular life.
Is there a
life.
Male equivalent to that?
Huh?
Is there a male equivalent to that?
There is not at the present time. They have tried on numerous occasions. There needs to be. That's a nice thing to bring up. There needs to be.
It might go back to our whole pride thing. I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, it's one of those things. Yeah, we need to do it. This is the largest fundraiser. It's Music for Masada. Local bands show up. We've got guys like Mark Smith on the saxophone, Amber and Swank, and Ryan Woodard will be there playing. That's brother sister team.
Nice.
And of course, Breezin will be there.
Right. And you and Ren are MCing.
We are the MCs. This will be Ren's second year. It'll be my 11th.
Nice.
Doing it. I used to be on the board for Masada House, so. It's something that's...
That you care about legitimately.
Yeah, I truly do, and it's a good thing. So, and this is their biggest fundraiser. This is the only way they make money, so...
So go.
Wow.
if you're listening to
it's
this.
It's happening tomorrow, or it's happening today when this breaks. It'll be happening today.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, Lions Wilderness Park. Everybody's invited.
Cool.
$25. It's only $25.
Don't we break, wait, not to, no, not to correct you. Don't we break on Friday and it's on Saturday?
It's Saturday night. You're right. Okay. Yeah, you should always. That's all right.
Hey,
it is Saturday. Hey. This breaks Friday, so you've got
to. So you have a whole day to think about it and get a babysitter.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But yeah, we would love,
a whole day.
We would love to have you out there.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because I think that's a great cause. So
it is a great cause.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
You're welcome.
That.
I'm going to put your volume down again.
Yeah.
Put
we'll
him down.
See you in English. Adios.
It's like talking like an old dog. Time to put
Shut
him
down.
No, did you hear what I said? I said it's like having an old dog. It's time to put him down.
Oh, too almost. Soon.
And that goes back to
too
the tombstone thing.
Soon.
Oh, sorry, I kicked you. I didn't mean to.
Did I mention in my last podcast? In my? Ooh, I've already taken ownership.
Wow.
Did I mention last week that my dog died? So too soon. Don't be talking about dogs, okay?
It was the week before.
Oh. Also, we were supposed to have a guest on today.
We were supposed to. Okay, I'm just going to say it. She's going to be okay with it. We were supposed to have a guest, and there was a situation with her dog that happened yesterday. And the dog got hurt.
Mm.
And it was a head injury by the dog. And this was the same friend that was supposed to name the dog after me. And I asked if the dog is going to be okay. And the dog is going to be okay. And I asked, well, is there going to be any long-term, you know, side effects of this head injury? And she said, no, but if there were, I would name it Carrie. And I was like, ouch. Ouch. But also, that's a hell of a comeback. So we miss her, and she will be on here, and so...
You screenshotted it and sent it to me, and I ha-ha-ha'd.
Yeah, so whenever she's on here, we will address that smart-assery.
Who's she?
Oh, she? She's Brittany. Arnold?
She's Brittany. One that will not be
Brittany known. Squires Arnold. She's Wines of San Juan. I don't know. She does, like, some publishing stuff.
Right yeah, now. We got questions.
Yeah,
we'll
get her on
week.
Here, and she's going to... Yeah, and she'll clear it up. I don't
cool.
know. She does, like, the... Facebook pages and publishing stuff and makes posters.
She's in charge of the social media presence slash...
Would that be like a PR thing?
Yeah. Oh, took the PR right out of my mouth.
Because she's pretty rude.
Pretty rad, more like it.
Whoa. Your team,
you
Carrie.
You can call her pretty rude after she's a guest on our show. I think that's the rule.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah. He was talking about bands and stuff. Do you have any hidden talents? Do you ever play an instrument?
My ear.
Other than your armpit fart thing.
No,
that you like
my ear. Remember?
Yeah, but
it's that. Well, there's people that think it's weird. How do you scratch your ear? Let's see you scratch your ear.
Have you ever heard on the top 40? Oh, here's you know, Bruno Mars in the ear. Like that's
no.
not a that's not an instrument, dude.
Hell, it isn't. Let me warm up.
Really?
You want?
Yeah.
How do you scratch your ears?
You with my fingers like a normal person.
Pipe down the music. Kidding.
Alright.
Yeah! That was me scratching my ears, folks.
So you can play one song, and it's Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I think if I sped it up, we could. Hold on. Hold on. I got stuck in there.
Oh, goodness. That's fine.
Really? What can you do with your body?
Wow.
I can reproduce like a
you
rabbit.
You could at least buy me dinner first, Carrie.
Oh, okay. I can reproduce at a rapid pace, but...
I don't have that. Well, I might have that talent, and I've never ventured there, but I've never
Can
lost.
Can we get a turkey baster over here?
You want to see? Our last experiment was which ice would melt faster, and now it's is Alicia fertile?
Who's going to get pregnant faster? Yeah!
Why is everything a competition? Anyway,
my
hidden
are
talons.
Tied. Yeah, talons?
I just come out like a bird.
Yeah, I hate birds.
Oh, Eagles fan. Why would you tell me that? Go birds, by the way. Go birds.
You knew this about me.
That you hate birds?
I hate birds. I will dance around like a little bitch and hop away and go duck and hide for cover. I don't...
To answer your question, nope. I do. I mean, people find out that I can sing and they're a little surprised.
I do like it when you sing, just not Fiona. But yeah.
Well, yeah. I was actually listening to Fiona Apple on the way over here and I changed it because I went, oh, it's tarnished. I can't do it.
Doesn't she sound like a terrible person?
No, she sounds great, but now I just think of you and your problems with her.
Okay, so
it's turmoil.
Let's
but
have
yeah,
you sing something.
Yes. I normally will do it. No, we're not playing rock, paper, scissors for this little beautiful baby voice, okay? We're not doing that. I was never in choir. I was never in, like, I would get drunk and sing at parties in my Wow. 21. Oh, do not drink unless you're 21.
You sounded good, so that's why you kept going?
Yeah, so okay. I might not, but I did go to American Idol. I tried out for that in 2008.
Did you really?
I did, yeah, when it was in Glendale. You know who won that year? Jordan Sparks. Hashtag Jordan Sparks for life.
I don't know who that is. Did you even get a golden ticket?
No, it's the way that they do it, it's not what you think it is. It's not the way they do it on TV. You're not immediately in front of Katy Perry and whoever else is there now. Keith, or I don't even know who's there now, honestly.
Oh, you have to go through the story. How'd the process happen?
Yeah, so you have to go to this huge arena that's filled with thousands of people, and there's this hype man that comes out and is like, this side of the crowd sing this, and this side of the crowd sing that. I think it was... Oh, it was Wanted Dead or Alive, which now I hate that song.
Oh, I would too. I'd be bitter.
Yeah.
I'd
so want them all day. They hype everyone up, and then we have to get in three different lines. So there's producers in three different booths, and you have to come up three at a time and sing a little excerpt of the song that you want to sing. And they say, meh, no. The whole time I was there, in line.
So you're prejudged before you're judged.
Yeah, you're prejudged. Okay. They know exactly what they're getting into. It's a lie. The whole thing's a lie. I'm taking off the veil of lies from American Idol.
Do it. Rip the band-aid off. But so then what happened?
The whole time I was in line, two people got called back. And my mom thought it was a for sure thing because my sister had just passed away. She was like, this is, you're a great singer. You have a great story, because they always want to get the tearjerker ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it didn't work out. I was supposed to be doing this podcast with you right now. And if I would have made American Idol, that wouldn't be possible. So... thankful. Hashtag thankful.
So you not being a good singer was divine intervention?
I guess so. I guess someone stepped in and said, wow, you need to do this instead.
That explains my porn career.
Well, our producer is fixing the mic.
Oh.
Is this in anticipation of Carrie not being as loud as you thought she was?
Exactly.
Well, then all you have to do is tell me to scoot forward.
Well, she's farther away.
She is.
I put my feet up.
A comfortable lean back, which I like. It means
look at the weather. I've got arthritis in my hips.
I'm pretty sure
in
our first podcast you were like, lean forward.
How is that? can we get that video stressful right there?
It was like, imagine it was the antithesis of comfort.
But it was kind of...
I think we nailed
it. You do that really good.
Thank you. Maybe I should add that to my hidden talent. I do. Really
okay.
Well.
Okay. Speaking of hidden talent, if you weren't on the whatever show that you didn't make it on,
American Idol,
and you had to go to America's Got Talent, what would be the one thing you're like, seal the deal, I'm going to be famous right here, right now, because I'm going to blank. Go ahead. Fill in the blank.
Play the crystal glasses with water in them like they did on Miss Congeniality, because I could do that.
What would you do? I would stand there and make everyone feel awkward, because I think I nailed it. I'd be like, yeah, and this is how you're going to feel awkward, and you're going to feel awkward.
America's Got Awkward. That doesn't have the same ring to it, Carrie.
Well, maybe that is my talent, though.
Maybe. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
So you don't just do the dishes, you play with them?
Have you ever, like put your finger, when you have a crystal glass, you've never played the top of them? Like in Miss Congeniality.
Back in the day, when there was science fair stuff like that happening, I had some friends in my class, and they did that, and they actually won first place in a bunch of different categories, but that was a long time ago.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what?
But how do you know you have that talent unless you're dicking off with the dishes and not doing the dishes?
I'm dicked off with the dishes.
That's how the title of this show just came about. Dicking off with dishes.
A delicious dish.
Ooh. I just felt like the church... Was it the church girls on Saturday Night Live?
No, it's the delicious dish.
The ones that do the whole... Ooh. They go, when they're talking about that chick's muffin?
Salty muffin.
It's a little bit salty. It's a little
like
bit dry.
It's like Alec Baldwin in some of them.
About sweaty balls. Balls and salty muffin.
Yeah, we were talking the other day about Halloween costumes. You and your friend Bobby wanted to be the Spartan cheerleaders.
Yes, and Bobby will love that he just heard his name after asking for so long. I love you, Bobby. You're forever and always.
I have name dropped my friend Sarah. My girlfriend, Jessica. Like, why are
there
you
were certain
name
names I left out, but I did bring up Brittany today because she didn't name her dog Carrie.
And now I'm bringing up
so
Bobby.
He did it out of spite.
Yes, and Bobby's my cock block.
Okay.
Because I'm single, and he's my bestie, and he's a male, and so when I don't want to be single, I make him be my husband.
Then he's okay with this. It's a consensual husband. Okay. Yeah, as long as he's okay with it, then that's fine.
Husband.
He knows what he signed up for, I'm sure. You've been friends for what?
But he's tall. 30 years. God, 30 years too long. But he's tall, and I think we would make great Spartan cheerleaders, because I want to go, who's that in your TP? That's me. And then just pop out from underneath the balls like, woohoo! Here I am.
Yeah, Halloween is a good... last year, I was Jack from Nightmare Before Christmas, and I thought...
Just met at Halloween.
We had. And apparently you didn't listen to me then either, because... Glad to see some things never change. I thought, you know what? This is bound to get better. No, it doesn't. It doesn't get better. No, I was Jack from Nightmare Before Christmas. And I thought for some reason it would be hilarious for me to be dressed up as Jack and run through the park, but the camera not move, and it'd just be me, still frame, running across. It was hilarious. I'll have to send it to you. You know what? I'll put it on the Facebook page.
Oh, would you? Would you?
I will. Oh. I would love nothing more.
You just reminded me. You put your still Jack on there, and I'll put my bathroom face.
Okay.
Because if we talk about things, we should follow up.
I actually had one of my friends ask about it and say, what? Like
You're still Jack or my bathroom face?
Your bathroom face. Oh. They didn't understand the concept. But yeah, we'll put pictures of that. We got to be better about putting pictures up. You know what I mean?
I thought it was really good this week.
I put, where's Carrie? And that was hilarious.
Did you see what Vicky, another name drop, she responded at the bar?
I said I found you immediately and that you were in the bush, so I'm glad you weren't offended by that.
With my clothes in the bush.
Woo! Yeah. We'll do better. There was something that you wanted to talk about today.
Oh, shit. What was it? I was supposed to remember what it was?
Yes, I left that up to you. I said, you know what, you can come up with one topic, because I always feel like, you know what, I meant to ask you, what was your favorite color? No, I didn't mean to ask you that.
Okay, what color makes you hungry?
Oh, I don't think there is a color that makes me hungry. It's called carbohydrates, and it's not a color.
No, I'm only asking this because I did a paper a long, long time ago when I was in college, and when I had to write a dinosaur there, about the use of color in literature and the use of color everywhere. So if you go to certain restaurants and you'll see the use of color, it entices hunger, or some colors entice rage. Like they say, a baby will cry in a yellow room more than any other colored room.
Really?
So there's different colors that entice emotions.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think, like, what color makes me hungry, and is anything that resembles a nap, because that's usually what I do after I eat. So wow. Maybe the color of my pillow.
That cucumber looks sleepy. Yeah.
not the way I look at a cucumber, honey. But yeah, is there a color? Like, see, I'm looking over your shoulder. Red. People say that's.
You hate things that are red. So that doesn't make any.
That's because it's a tomato that's smashed, not a pink color.
So that color doesn't make you hungry, correct?
No, not at all.
I think it's probably green. Honestly.
Green makes you hungry?
Green makes me hungry.
You like vegetables?
And it's also my favorite color, midnight green to be specific. Go birds. Yeah, green.
I like sage green.
Sage.
Oh, we're both green people.
Oh, my goodness. We have so much in common.
We are
soul people.
We should
probably do a podcast.
I know. We probably should. Maybe a couple photo shoots.
Maybe.
We're going to do it right now.
What are we going
to
do?
Mr. Mills, remember how I did the stepbrother thing with you and Ken? Can you do that with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we can wait till after the pot, or maybe we can do it now, whatever.
We're going to do it right. You're all hooked up, so I get to be the brother.
Oh, you're going to be the big brother?
I get to be the boss, man.
Okay.
And at some point,
you're
still going
to sing while we're... Look at the stuff. Isn't it neat? Don't you think my collection's complete?
1, 2, 3. Perfect.
Yeah.
Hold on. One more time. 1, 2.
Why? Did I have a floating eye?
Okay. Put your eye back in, Terry. It's getting away from you.
Shit, soon I'll be licking my own eye. Because I still... We have not had anyone apply to be my eye licker.
Shocking. I, for one, am shocked.
I'm determined. Oh, that goes on the bucket list also. Not only having my eye licked, but having someone apply to lick my eye.
I think that goes without saying. It's twofold. Well, actually, it's threefold.
But I do want to play a game with you, and you said you didn't want to play.
I mean, I'm down for anything. I'll try anything once.
That's how I got in this situation.
Apparently, I don't learn my lesson. I've got a litter. So, this is a fun game.
Okay.
I'm going to identify something in the room by its normal name, and you're going to give it a different name. And then you're going to give me the same challenge, and Dave's going to tell us who did better, or we can just challenge Dave also.
Wouldn't it make more sense if the person that was giving the thing gave the name that was different?
Like
if
I just challenged you too?
If I said flaming hot neon on a wall, what would you think that was?
Bar sign.
Thank you.
See? So what is this?
Oh, I missed it.
Sorry for your black marshmallow puff.
It's a microphone. So it's calling items by other... So what did you call the neon what thingy?
Neon... firewall? I don't know what I said.
Neon firewall, and I said it's a beer sign, and then I said this, and she said black puff thingy. Okay, so name this item. For everyone not being able to watch, it's sunglasses. Name it.
Why am I in charge of all the clever things here? Oh, the wind is picking up so much it's taking signs with it.
Oh.
Okay, so you're asking me, okay,
All right, Dave.
Oculus covers.
Oculus Oculus cover uppers.
Okay. Okay.
No, give me one. Give me one.
Oh, you know, what is this? For anyone who's not watching, well, how could they? There's, yeah. It's the Velcro thing that keeps the cords together.
It's a scratchy strap. It's scratchy, right? It's abrasive. It's an abrasive strap.
Mm.
All right, let's ask Dave. Dave, for everyone not watching, I'm holding up my cell phone. What is this? Without saying it's a cell phone.
A communication device.
Easy.
So is your mouth, but you didn't do that very well.
That was a compliment.
Wow.
A camera.
So is your mouth.
A movie
navigation
camera.
Device. It's because you have your map.
Remember when cameras weren't on phones? Remember when you had to carry a separate thing?
Remember when you didn't have a phone?
You know what this is? Tracking.
Yeah.
In all sorts
yeah.
of the way.
Exactly. What
Thank
it is.
God someone
Whoever
is. Because I wouldn't know where I am.
Do you have your location on for people?
Wow,
anyone?
Turn all your phones off quick.
I don't know if I have. I have no idea.
I do. I have mine on for Jessica and
I have mine on, too, because I'm old, and if I fall down and hurt myself...
Mm-hmm. Remember the infomercial?
Oh, my phone. And I can't get out.
Yeah.
Man, it is getting windy. What the hell?
I told you. I saw that sign go 0 to 60. But
it's kind of like my attention span.
I kind of want to get a drink. We should take a break.
You can do that. You can pause it. You know, here, yeah. To pause, do this.
Okay. Wait, you're taking a shot when you don't like shots.
Thank you. That's much better. We're okay, Carrie.
Pickle juice.
Pickle juice is delicious. See, we're all in a better mood now.
Because of pickle juice? But hell, we
yes.
are.
Yes.
Oh. It goes with that whole condiment thing that I'm not.
My body craves vinegar. I don't get it. I get
made
it from my
best
mother.
I mac and cheese, and I told her I cooked it in chicken stock, and she
He messed
crazy.
It up. Nope,
chicken
no.
Stock.
No.
Oh, do you understand what that does to the noodle?
We don't talk about it.
It's not even
open for conversation.
No,
try it, dude. You have to.
Three different cheeses.
But what does the chicken stock do? Make it
delicious
dish. Chicken?
What cheeses do you use? What
talk,
cheeses?
Talk dirty
yeah,
to us. Talk dirty to us. Talk about cheese.
What cheeses are
Only without antibiotics. Wow.
What
well, because
cheeses?
I used to call one of my brothers that. I used
Let
to call him cheese dick.
Cheeses.
Okay, come on.
What did you want me
what
to
What cheeses are they?
Oh, the cheeses that I used?
Yeah.
Gouda, because it's
Gouda.
Parmesan.
Because it's Parmesan.
And sharp cheddar.
Mm.
And then I mixed that with...
you had
with,
me at G.
I mixed that with real cream.
Real cream, you hear that?
Versus fake cream?
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know all about
yeah, that's
that.
A, that's from a circumcised cow.
It's a circum situation.
Yeah.
Wait, what? For reals?
No.
No!
I thought it. Wow, I just fell for that shit.
You know, I had the thing too, because I got a drink and now my mouth is. I'm not going to say the M word because people don't like it. M O I S T.
Moist! I said it and spread it out.
I think guys like it.
Do they like
There's two words.
Well, because no one likes to go down a slip and slide without water.
There's M-O-I-S-T, and then there's P-A-N-T-I-E-S. Those are the two. Do with that. I'm judging you on the inside. Just kidding.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, say that again.
If you say them together, I know at least three
moist
women
panties?
That will lose their shit on you.
Moist panties?
Yes.
They will. Do you know what I don't like is this word, and this sounds terrible. Oh, am I going to go there?
So I shouldn't tell you what I'm wearing.
I shouldn't tell you what I'm not wearing.
It's tropical storm season. You know what I'm saying? The rainforest has been saved. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
You said I'm going to go there, and then you grabbed your beer all ferociously.
Well, and then I forgot what I was going to say.
Vivacious, if you will. Is this a scar on your neck?
No, people always ask about that. And everyone says, do you have
a birthmark?
No.
It looks like a dove, and it looks like
everyone
you meant to do it.
It looks like a white dove tattoo. But it's because I failed to wear sunscreen, and I had a little skin cancer thing, and they whacked it off.
That's the prettiest skin cancer I ain't ever seen.
Isn't it kind of cute? So I have a little... Do you want to see my dove? Look, Dave, look at my dove.
Look at her moist dove.
Oh, really?
Just kidding. It's dry. Oh. It's dry. It's on her neck.
It's not. It's where they just shaved a chunk out of my neck.
It does. It looks like a bird. It's really...
Doesn't it look like a bird?
Yeah.
And it's just
I'm
a scar.
Like a bird.
I guess it's just a
I'm on
pretty...
charismatic.
See, she does sing. I would vote you past the first table if I was in the American Idol thing.
You know... When I was 19, I wrote a song, and now is not the place.
It.
No, now is not the place. But all my friends told me that I should present
now
it to
time,
the
place,
abstinence people that go to high schools and talk about, you know, safe sex or don't have sex or whichever side of that you fall on.
Just make sure you say yes.
Because it was a song. okay. It was a song about STDs. I've never had one. But I thought, okay.
The night's still young, Alicia.
Going back to American Idol, okay. There was this PC game that you could put in your PC. And it was music without lyrics. And it was entitled Love Song. And I said to myself, at 19, mind you, what's the opposite of a love song?
Hate song?
An STD song, clearly.
Yes. Yeah.
So I have a whole thing that someday I will re-record. I can't find it now because, you know... Parents passed and things leave you and you lose track of things.
Well, this goes back to, I think, the first time Dave and I ever did a show when I was here talking. When I was here talking shit, we talked about makethatbitchitch.com and that you can order crabs. Yeah. It's sweet, itchy justice. It's itchy revenge.
I wouldn't want to tarnish or... I like seafood, dude. I ain't trying to ruin that for me.
But if you have someone you don't like and you want them to scoot across the carpet.
I like crab legs. And I don't want to think about that when I'm eating crab legs. No, thank you.
Would you ever do that? What's the most...
You know what I hate? Clapping. I'll send someone the clap.
Wow. But I don't think... Can you order the clap online?
No. Funny story about clapping, actually. I was at a Ice Cube, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Harmony. They should change their name. One of those for 420. And I clapped. I clapped
like
after
an ass
song.
Clap?
No, I clapped.
Oh.
I looked at Jessica, I said, if you ever see me clap again at this, at a rap concert, shoot me. Imagine that. Good job, guys. You really nailed that rap. Good job.
You guys are like the hardest bones and thugs ever. Thank you.
The hardest bones
you.
And thugs I've ever done tharnished. Yeah. What kind of music do you even like?
Oh, it depends on my mood. I do not like country and I'm not a fan of opera. I do like classical.
Not a fan of opera. Who puts that? That would be the last genre I would ever think of.
Because I like classical, and people ask what the difference is.
Okay.
And I will listen to classical.
Got it.
Yeah, and that's just more instruments versus some whiny bitch's voice. So I do not like
now
country.
Would be the time to tell you I sat in for Philharmonics in the opera department.
Did you really?
No.
Wow, that's the second time today you've got me. You could tell me something I don't like, your shit a pony, and I'd be like, wow, really? I'm believing everything today.
Head first.
What do you like?
Ow.
Oh, I really don't like heavy metal.
I mean, yeah, I like it every now and then, but I don't. I mean, I have my own anger issues. I don't need to hear about
what
yours.
What do you like? I'm gonna answer. I don't like heavy metal either.
Like every now and then it's okay, but listening to someone sit there and scream and yell, Jesus, I just divorced that, so no.
Yeah, no, get that out of here. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. I like a lot. I really like everything but metal. And there's an occasional song that will slip in. One of my really good guy friends, he is a super fan of like Five Finger Death Punch and things like that. So for him, I will.
That sounded like porn.
For him, I will. His name's Mike. Call out. Mike, love you.
Wow, we're name dropping. Is that could also be the name of the show. We're name dropping.
No,
no,
the last
we're
one
not.
Was better.
What was it?
I don't know. Something about soup? No, I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Do you like soup?
I love soup.
My oldest daughter loves soup, and she won't even heat it up. She will open the can and eat it out of the can. It's gross. No. I have to be in a soupy kind of mood.
Hey, are we going to have a guest on the next one? Do you think?
Yeah, well, we have a few guests lined up.
Yeah,
I just don't remember which order.
Casey, our tattoo artist that we know.
Yeah, and then the other Carrie. And then Brittany whenever she reschedules.
So the next coming shows are... They're going to be jam-packed. Can you imagine us and then a third party? I can't. Whoa, the excitement cannot contain myself.
I thought we were missing someone.
We're always missing someone.
Voices in our heads. Oh, I get what you mean.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today, though. This is a good time, man. Did you have fun?
I think so.
Do you have any last words? I learned that from my producer.
Oh, famous last words. Oh, what goes on the tombstone?
I told you I was sick.
It felt really good there.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at IntoWestConcepts.com. That's IntoWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.